What's up, everybody, man? I'm your host, Martin, and we back at it again on this podcast, right? And on this Friday, March the 1st, we are going to get into how to build a team, man. How to have a strong, supportive team on your side. How to conquer, digress, progress, all that good stuff. What type of resources to build your team, and how you look at it through your vision, through your frames. So, to have a team, first thing first, you gotta believe in yourself on how to get the team started. And what I mean by getting your team started is, you wake up first thing early in the morning, great breakfast. First of all, you start off with a prayer. The utmost high God. And two, you gotta go for it. You gotta have your foot on the gas pedal, man. You gotta believe in yourself. You gotta have a great confidence within yourself, man. And having a support system. Because if you don't have that support system, I ain't going to say it's a wrap, because you know who can be your support system? Jehovah God. That's the support system. But also, he will send the right people. When I say the right people that will be in your corner and the right resources, Jehovah God going to send that to you. I done witnessed it. And also, I done seen men on the team that did a lot of criticism, downplaying. They said, Billy, you up for tough skin. Okay, that's cool. But at the same time, you know what I mean? Like, was you hurting me, stabbing me, or was you like, let me see, was you on uplifting? And by the means of it, just looking at certain situations I've seen, once a situation gets toxic in a workplace or business, it's downhill from there. There's no way you can grow, but you got to go back to the board, go back to your brand, and draw some things out that you need to insert in your brand, because you got some envious people out here, man. You know, that it's envious, jealousy, cold-hearted people out here, for real. So you don't want that in your circle. You want great minds to think alike. You want to be on top of your game, and you want to elevate. You want to have a peaceful gratitude is within yourself. So I say that to say, man, like, that's the structure of building a team. The structure of building a team is, you know, you can't be for yourself. Once you start being for yourself, if you don't give a care, having a no care, a no fucks attitude, your team loses. Then your business, it crumbles into shit. You know what I'm saying? So you don't want that type of mannerism. You want the mannerism where, hey, I'm 10 toes down. I'm gonna support my team. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna help my team grow. I'm gonna help my team flourish. I want to give a big shout out to Provado, man, again, man. Provado, that dude. When I tell you Provado, that guy, bro, he's that guy, man. He's that guy. He's one of a kind, man. He helps build you up, structure everything to put you in position of meeting great audience. You know what I'm saying? To where it's like, sometimes it feels like a dream. You know what I'm saying? Like, now I done witnessed it. My brand, Primo Cuts, to a point where that's all I needed was that a great mentor to position me, to put me in the place where I need to be to enhance and grow my business and also talk positivity within. That's all I needed. I'm a living testimony to the ones that's looking for that. You got to have the right person in your corner to structure you. If you don't have the right person in your corner to structure you, to uplift you, to embrace you, to show you on what you need to do and what stuff you need to work on, you assed out. You can't get a person that's gonna climb on you, that gonna jump on you, that gonna be ignorant, that gonna try to shit on you, that's gonna wanna be a showboat. You can't be around those type of people, because once you be around that type of people, that resembles you on who you is later on, and it's gonna rub off on you. You know what I'm saying? But you don't want that ignorance to play in your life. You feel me? You wanna be a great team player. You know what I'm saying? And just like the Chicago Bulls, Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen. You know, they played the position well. So you pay attention to those dynamics, you'll see how to build your team. You'll see where to go at with your team and what type of resources to have. Because it's a lot of resources that you can grab on, like books, man. I read a lot of books, man. I play chess. I do all that good stuff. Because I'm enhancing my brain, you know. I'm doing what it takes to survive in a city that really, you don't know if it's coming or you don't know if it's going. You don't know the police is out here, you know what I mean? Like, you can see things troubling us. So I try to stay out the way, and I have my team to stay out the way, you know, of those things. You feel me? And, man, like I say, that's all I gotta say in this podcast of how to build a team. You wanna have your notes out. You wanna go, like I said before, you wanna go to seminars, you wanna go to press conferences, you wanna go to meetings. You know, you wanna be around people, like I say, you wanna be great, have great intentions. That's educatable, you know, that has education under their belt, that know what they're talking about. They ain't showboying. They ain't talking down on you. You don't want that. That's a hard pick. You know what I'm saying? So, man, I feel good, man. Like, my team, my Primo Cuts team, man, and having new audience come along the brand, man, it's amazing. Big shout out to Provado, man, one time, man. I'm gonna go with them in May to Connecticut, man, to the Barber CT event. Man, this will be my first time going to the CTE event. You know, it's amazing. It's a blessing. Jehovah God put me in the position to be with this brother, man, to show me some things, man. Cause at one time for Rasheed, man, you know, if it weren't for Rasheed too, like for Tables 2 Barbershop, man, I wouldn't, you know what I'm saying, be where I'm at today, man. That guy showed me same thing. Him and Provado, they had the same wake up early in the morning, get to it concept. It ain't no 10 o'clock in the morning concept. It's early, get up early. First morning, get the first worm. Early bird, get the first worm. You feel me? And that's the mentality that you want to have. You want to have a good start. And that's a part of life. You want to have a good start in life. And by having a good start in life, you got to wake up early in the morning, man. All that lagging, gagging, being lazy, man, ain't gonna cut it. So, I say that to say, man, you know, this podcast is called Building a Team and Having the Resources That You Need to Have. That's all I got to say. And book your appointment at primocuts81.com, man. Like I say, you want to go ahead and lock in with the slots right now, because when summertime hit, the books are gonna be filled up. So get in where you fit in right now, man. Get in where you fit in. I'm trying to tell you. All right, man. We up out of here. Y'all stay safe. Y'all stay blessed up. Peace.